You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome to the Fourth Line Podcast in partnership with Last Word on Sports. This is April Fool's Day 2017. And with you today is myself, Carl, and the always wonderful Joel. How do you feel about April Fools?
This is no joke, Carl.
No joke. The joke is not that we're recording at 8:37 local time for Joel on a Saturday morning.
This is no joke. I thought that was going to be an April Fool's joke. We were supposed to record at 8, but I just thought Carl was messing with me, and so I slept in.
No, dragged Joel out of bed, and now we're here. This is here. For the time being, for who knows how long. This is the new normal, so enjoy.
It'll be a little interesting. We can kind of preview the Saturday night. Although I don't know. See, and this is the thing. I still would imagine most people will listen during the week, because that's when I listen to podcasts.
A lot of people listen on the way to work, but what is handy, because I was like, I've always thought recording Saturday mornings isn't great, because Saturday night's a big night for hockey.
It is.
However, there's only two of those left in the year, then we're into playoffs, and it's super random.
Yeah.
So if you're like, why are these guys recording before the big day? We're not.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of important games tonight, but no one really plays each other tonight.
Everyone in the East is playing except for the Islanders. But
yeah, well, they're not going to be playing for long anymore.
Oh, why is that, Joel? Tell us.
John Tavares. Bye-bye. Sayonara.
Hamstring. The Islanders will be hamstrung without him.
Oh, I was going to make that joke. Come on, Carl.
You have to warn me about these things.
We're off. We need to find our Saturday morning groove. We don't have that yet.
We're stealing each other's jokes already.
Yeah, this is gonna be rough. So, although, you know what though, the nice thing, this is gonna help me get through this whole show, is that I have my slow cooker on, and I've got some meat just slowly cooking. So that when I'm done the show, lunch will be ready.
I have the exact same thing. Changing plans. Me and you talked about what we were going to eat today. And
yep.
I went to the store to buy ground beef. And pork shoulders were on super cheap, so I bought one of those.
Those things are so good. I went tenderloin. Pork tenderloin.
It was like the shoulder was like half the price of the tenderloin. So,
What's up with the price of meat, man? Cause like that was, it's so weird. Cause like, I don't get that. Cause like tenderloin for me was like half the price of the shoulder.
Really?
This is bizarre. So yeah. What are you doing with your shoulder?
I'm going to shred it. I think we're both doing pulled pork.
Yeah. I don't know how I've never actually done pulled pork with tenderloin before. So I don't know how this is going to work, but
it's good.
I'm trying something new. I know this isn't like new. This is, but I've never done it before. I'm doing the old apple juice instead of like a barbecue sauce or like a bit of a hot sauce. I'm doing apple juice.
Oh, see, I never do like barbecue sauce in there. I'm changing mine up slightly. I always go with like a sugary pop.
Okay, so that's similar to
something like that. This time I went half apple cider vinegar, half Coke.
Okay, so we're basically doing something apple and sweet.
Yeah,
so
it's the exact same thing.
This is the exact. Although I did put some hot sauce in it because I was like, I have a hard time eating meat without some sort of like kick to it.
Yeah, I went Worcestershire sauce.
I can't say that, so I don't use it.
You literally said that
like a pro.
Every time I use it, I say it so that I can like nail it when I say it to other people.
Wow, you said Worcestershire.
Yeah. Sometimes I just intentionally drop one of those. But Actually, I had this conversation with some folks yesterday. I put it out on Twitter. Favorite hot sauce.
Yeah.
Right now, Other is leading the pack. And we've got a collection of them. So I put out on Twitter a poll, Frank's, Tabasco, Louisiana, or Other. And yeah. There's been a lot of srirachas sent in.
No way. I don't like sriracha.
I'm okay. Like if there's that's the only one around, I'll go with it. But what's your go-to?
I don't know what it's called. I forget what it's called. My wife buys it. It's like some Spanish name.
Is it like the Valentina sauce?
We do have that.
Okay.
Which is good, but it's like it starts with a CH or something.
Cholula?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it.
That got some love too.
And it's got it's got a wood cap thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's good.
That stuff's good. So, although I heard a couple people mentioned some other one that I want to try now.
Yeah.
There's some high praise for
Tapatio?
Tapatio. That's probably not said right.
Yeah, probably not. That got a bit of love too. Personally, my go-to is Louisiana, and I was reminded of it this week because they recently opened a Popeye's chicken by my house.
And they do Louisiana?
And it's like Louisiana fried chicken, and they've got, that's what their hot sauce is. So it was delish.
I don't like, when it comes to hot sauce, I don't like sweet in it.
No, me either.
And that's why, like, I find, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like sriracha's got, like, this hint of sweet in it or something.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so let's get into the news of hockey. I tried to have Twitter open to see, you know, what, 'cause the Bruins play in just under an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And, I discovered it's April Fool's Day and I just need to close it 'cause I'm going to be dropping news that's fake because I assume this is fake. Someone tweeted, Ian McLaren works for the Score tweeted, Tuukka Rask to miss the rest of the season with pre-tendinitis. Assume that's fake. So stay off Twitter today.
Are we sure that's fake?
Is it fake? Because
Rask has been hurt.
Nowhere else.
I don't think. I think it's
Nesson from 13 hours ago, which obviously if it's breaking, not 13 hours, said he's going to play today.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I think it's bad. I think that's bad taste to tweet out injury as April Fools. Cause like the one I think it was Leafs Nations tweeted out that Marner got sent down to the London Knights. Just like, and there was people literally freaking out about it. I'm like, that's hilarious. Right. But like,
you have to go illogical unless
you have to go a little illogical, but I also think you shouldn't go injury. I think that's a dangerous, like you are messing with stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't know I would want to.
Some bad karma right there.
Yeah. Just. Well.
This is the second last Saturday of the NHL season. And some big games today. Boston playing Chicago. I lied. It's within an hour. Before we're done this show, that game will have fired up. No, that's tomorrow's game. It is 11. Boston and Florida. See? Fake news all over the place. Boston plays early tomorrow. Florida and Chicago are playing. Toronto is playing Detroit. And now Carolina is a team that apparently we have to talk about.
No. No?
We don't.
No. You really want to talk about Carolina?
Well, so they're sitting 4 points back of the Bruins with a game in hand.
Here's the thing. This isn't fake news. And this is good news. Eddie Lack skated today.
Whew, that's good. Literally, as soon as we stopped recording last week, we saw the news. Eddie Lack left the ice on a stretcher.
Not pretty.
No, and you even saw it in your Leafs-Panthers game later in the week. Just some weird goalie injuries that, like, they don't look super bad, but have an impact. James Reimer in that game left. I don't know. Was he officially diagnosed with a concussion?
I'm not saying this in jest. I think James Reimer always has a concussion. Like that guy has had concussion problems. Soon as he get touched, he's just like, you know how concussions are totally like, they affect people differently.
Yeah.
James Reimer, it feels like as soon as he gets like a soft blow to the head, like he just, it's a concussion, which is just brutal.
Which is a slippery slope.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't know. I didn't see anything that come out, but he didn't move for a good minute or so after he got hit in the head.
Yeah.
So, and would you say, here's the question about that hit. I obviously cannot talk unbiasedly about this, but I saw a lot of hate against Brian Boyle for what he did. No. And that he did it on purpose. He ran the crease.
He didn't even go through the crease.
He wasn't through the crease. It might have been a bit reckless, but I don't even think it was that. Like, I think he was just, it was just an unfortunate collision.
For those of you who haven't seen it and don't want to go Google it, we'll describe it here for you. Essentially, Reimer had his head around the net with the puck heading behind it so he could see. And Boyle he just cut the corner of the net, hit Reimer's head.
Reimer wasn't in the crease. Like, he was half in, half out.
Yeah.
And kind of like half behind the net. Like, so that's the thing. I was like, and this is how soft a blow it was. It didn't, like, I'm not even sure Boyle really knew he did it.
No.
Like,
I'm with you. I don't think that it was intentional. Could it have been avoided? Probably. But in that moment, no, that was not an intentional, I'm going to hit this goalie in the head. Cause he wasn't even like, he was in his peripheral vision. Like, you didn't even see him really look at him. He barely noticed he was there.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. And for whatever reason, Reimer has always, this isn't him putting himself in bad scenarios. He just is in the worst place at the worst time. And that's been his career. And this is coming from like I'm a James Reimer lover. I loved him as a Leaf. Just brutal. But that, so Eddie lacks skating. So that's good news. But do you think Carolina has a chance?
They have a chance.
Like a legitimate chance, like a reasonable chance.
I'm going to say no, because Tampa is the hottest of hots right now. And there is a chance that they might get the one and only Steven Stamkos back before the end of the season.
So are you, we left last week. I believe we both said that Toronto and Boston are going to get these spots.
I'm still in that same camp.
Yeah, so am I. Toronto, don't toy with my emotions, boys. They're so close.
They're
so close.
It's above 85% chance you make the playoffs right now. So obviously, there's like 10-15% chance that you won't. So I'm not saying it's a lock. But you're four points up on Tampa with six games left.
With six games left. We got to win. We got to win tonight.
Right. You're playing the Wings. This is an easy win that if you can't win this, if you miss the playoffs because you lose to the Red Wings tonight, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Right? So it's not like you got screwed. Cool. You just played terribly.
So now, but on the flip side, like, here's the thing. We were talking about this earlier. I figured the Leafs needed to win one of the two this past week against Florida and Nashville.
Yeah.
And then win both versus Detroit and Buffalo.
You said they needed to go 4-3 the rest of the way to make the playoffs. I figured they needed to go 3-4.
So here is because they won these past two, I think they can probably, if they lose one of the two versus Buffalo and Detroit, they're okay. It's not great, but if they just win these next two games, it'll be very difficult for them to miss.
Well, if they win these next two games,
they'll be 93 points.
93 points. Even if Tampa wins their two equivalent games, 4-point lead with four games, that's pretty good sitting.
Yeah. So basically, if they basically, they win tonight. All they have to do is beat Tampa. We play Tampa on Thursday, I think.
Yeah, that's the key for you making it.
I love being in the place that the Leafs are. If Tampa wins that game, it still doesn't mean that the Leafs can still be okay and lose to Tampa. But it's not great, but you're okay. And that'll be, it's funny that you say like Tampa's hot right now. They're 7-3. Leafs 7-2-1.
Well, I didn't say that the Leafs weren't hot.
You said the Tampa was the hottest of teams.
Yeah, of the ones trying to get in.
Oh, okay, of the ones trying to get in.
Yeah.
I would actually say Carolina's hotter. They haven't lost a game in their last 10.
That's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, I would say they... Now, on the flip side, would you rather be Carolina or would you rather be Minnesota right now? Who is the coldest of teams?
I'd much rather be the team already locked into the playoffs.
True, like, but they're 2-6-2 in their last 10. They are not winning games.
Yeah, they've kind of become not good, which with Mr. Bruce Boudreau behind the bench, maybe all those Caps playoff struggles, actually him.
Hasn't it been a few years since Boudreau's been in Washington?
Yeah, but they lost to a pretty good team last year.
Do you know that, Alex? I heard someone say, I can't actually verify this is true. Maybe you can. Has Alex Ovechkin ever made it past the second round of the playoffs?
We can research that. I cannot recall one, like a conference. So essentially, the conference finals.
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
Okay. Do you think this is the year? Let's talk about your Washington Capitals. We were actually talking about before the show about like what some of the teams that we don't talk about often. And I don't think we talk about the Caps that much.
It's mostly just talking about them how being my team them. And how I love them. Yeah.
So tell me, Carl, why do you think this is the year for the Caps and why?
It's just as good as last year was. Like
that's not good.
Well, no, they lost in a great series to Pittsburgh. Like I have no shame about how they finished last year. They lost in the second round to a Penguins team that went on to win the cup. And literally whoever wins that second round matchup out of the Metro is probably going to be the favorite to win the cup again.
Well, so you don't think the favorite to win the cup, you don't think the West is going to have a favorite?
Well, I think that let's say right now the teams coming out of that division are going to be likely. Well, the four plane is going to be Washington, Columbus, Pittsburgh, and then whoever the second wild card is. Whoever that second wild card is, probably not going to beat Washington. So Boston right now would be that. They're probably not going to beat Washington. So it comes down to one of Washington, Columbus, and Pittsburgh. If Washington comes out and makes it to the conference finals, they're probably the cup favorite. If Pittsburgh does, they're probably the cup favorite. And now, sure, Columbus, kind of the underdog of this whole team, but if they're able to knock off Pittsburgh and then Washington, it's hard to argue against that.
Yeah, but who's going to be last? Like, that's the thing. I think the West is going to be the favorite because it's going to be such a dogfight to get to the Stanley Cup Finals in the East.
There'll be long series, like out of that division. Those are going to be some long series. Don't get me wrong, for sure. The West just plays, even still to this day, still is like a more physical conference.
Just according to Wikipedia, Alex Ovechkin.
Never been there.
Never has won a second round matchup.
Well, this is the year.
Sure hope so. Here's the thing. I might take it back, Carl.
Okay.
I might take it back. I I think Carolina might be in the driver's seat for that last spot.
Really? After? So what's changed your mind?
Here's their schedule for the next, their last six games.
Okay.
Dallas tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Pittsburgh tomorrow. Don't like that. Minnesota on Tuesday. Normally you would say I don't like that, but you love it right now. Hottest team versus the coldest team.
Yeah.
Islanders on Thursdays with no John Tavares.
Yep.
St. Louis Saturday. Don't scare me at all.
St. Louis lost to the Avs last night.
St. Louis
That's a winnable game right there.
Close the season versus the Flyers.
They literally play one game that you're afraid of.
They could go 6-0 and it wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah.
Over the last six games. They could. Or 5-1 and you're just like, so all of a sudden, Boston, Toronto, you're on watch. You got two teams that are playing great hockey right now.
Yeah, right. Boston not playing. Ooh. Loud noises. Did you hear that?
Just a little bit. It was just a little.
Okay.
It wasn't as loud as you thought.
Yeah. And Boston's not playing the best of hockey right now.
Although we're not sure if Tuukka Rask is back. I just saw the tweet that you talked about.
Yeah.
They said that they were looking at trade possibilities. So yes, that is not true. You've left out like a huge part of that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't real. The good news for Boston fans, they are facing Red O'Bara in net tonight. Or this afternoon. Yeah. This morning. Whatever time it's gonna be. It's a little.
So, yeah. Going back to the Caps. Here's the thing. And I'm surprised they didn't act this way at the deadline. They have a lot of UFAs this year.
That is true.
And they're not going to have much space to pay them.
Also true. But like, so.
This is your year.
There's a lot of, they have the core and they've honestly throughout this entire time, they've built this team around Ovechkin, Backstrom, and whichever random goalie. Now they've picked a goalie in Brayden Holtby. Smart. Yeah. 'Cause he's good. Yeah, UFAs after this year, TJ Oshie, Justin Williams, Daniel Winnick, Alzner, Shattenkirk.
So Kuznetsov, Kuznetsov, how do you say that guy's name?
He's an RFA.
Yeah, that's still...
But he's going to be on this team.
Maybe. Can they afford him?
So here's the thing. Justin Williams, he can go and be fine. Daniel Winnick, he can go and be fine. Kevin Shattenkirk, they brought him in knowing he was gone. So it comes down to, and trust me, I'm as big a TJ Oshie fan as you can find. It comes down to TJ Oshie and Carl Elsner are the guys that they could arguably end up losing. And at least one of them is gone, right?
Both.
If you listen to TSN, Carl Elsner is a Leaf next year. They put him in their projected 2017-18
Don't even
lineup.
Talk to me about that. Carl Elsner... As much as I loved him as a Calgary hitman, it's not that good.
He's good.
No, he's not. I've watched him play, man.
Okay. Who would you rather have? You are, is it official? The Zaitsev extension?
Yeah. Okay. Or no, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
We'll get there.
The rumor of what? 7 years, $4.5 million per for Zaitsev. Yeah. Who would you rather have at that price? Zaitsev or Elsner?
Zaitsev. And it's not close at all. He's 3 years younger and a lot better. Zaitsev has been matched. He has been on the top pair playing against the other team's top line all year long as a rookie.
Like a 25-year-old rookie who's been playing hockey since he was 18.
Yeah, whatever. He's still a rookie. He's rookie classification. You were the one who was telling me you were making the argument against him because of how inexperienced he is.
Well, I think giving a guy a 7-year contract after 1 year in the league is a bit much, for sure.
Especially,
it'll end when he's 32.
The term I'm not a huge fan of, but the player I am a huge fan of.
Yeah, the obviously the term is the issue. If it was a 3 year or 4 years at $4.5 million, great. That's fine.
There has been no real. I think it sounds like it's going to come out at 7 years, $4.5 million, but there's been no real substantial source to this. Just kind of like hearing things.
The one that I don't, and you can, maybe you don't consider these guys, real substantial sources was, Bob McKenzie and Elliot Friedman are where I got my 7 year, $4.5 million from.
Yeah, but they haven't come out and definitively said that's what it's going to be. And it's basically signed. Everyone's kind of saying like, yeah, this is what we're hearing out of there. For all we know, where those sources are coming from, and this wouldn't be the first time, is that it's Zaitsev's agent that's leaking those kinds of numbers. Hmm. So it could be, and I'm expecting it to be that. I still don't think I'm totally okay with it. Totally okay with it.
If you're saying that Zaitsev is worth that because he's been on the top pairing against all these top guys, Carl Alsner, the exact same thing. They've had Carl and Carlson on that top pairing and have been just fine with both of them. Like I would much rather, and it's not just the Carl bias, would much rather Carl Alsner than Nikita Zaitsev. If you're talking a 7 year deal, it gets a lot closer because Alsner's going to be 35 by the end of that deal.
And Zaitsev will be 32.
So I don't personally enjoy signing defensemen until they're 35 because they wear down a little bit more.
Carl, did you get your fancy stats out to tell us who's the better player?
I actually am trying to. My go-to website is currently down.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like I said, I'm okay about the Zaitsev thing. Like, I'm not thrilled. Like, I wasn't like my first reaction wasn't like, awesome, we've locked this guy up. My first reaction was good. He's a good defenseman. We want to keep him.
Right.
My next reaction is in five or six years from now, we're probably going to send him with a second round pick somewhere. Like, that's kind of, but at the same time, I'm glad here, and let's put this in. Would you rather sign Shattenkirk at 7x7 or a guy, I'll give it to you, Alsner or Zaitsev at 7x4, 4.5?
I would much rather the Zaitsev Alsner in that.
Yeah. I think this move with Zaitsev clearly, cause like Shattenkirk was, there are so many people that were tabbing him as a Leaf.
Well, there were the amount of people, and I still think that this isn't a terrible idea, but like a 1 year max deal or like big money deal for Shattenkirk.
Yeah, totally.
You think that's terrible?
No, I think that's totally good. I would totally do that.
Okay.
Go give Joe Thornton and Kevin Shattenkirk max deals. We'll have the cap space next year to do that. But 7x7? No way. Like, big, nope. Don't want to do it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Zaitsev and that. So, as for the Caps, certainly they have, some work to do to re-sign these guys. They're not going to be able to keep everyone. But when it comes to the playoffs, I'm excited. They are my playoff team for this year. I've got my Washington Capitals hat that does not properly fit on my giant head. I might try to squeeze that on for a day. But no, I think they have just as good a chance as anyone else. I don't believe that this team, or Alexander Ovechkin especially, because a lot of people like to put it on him, I don't think that they're unclutch when it comes to these things.
Yeah, well.
And like, obviously, a lot of history proves otherwise, but the comparison that I like to make is one from Mr. Peyton Manning. For years, people liked to say Peyton Manning was not clutch, he was not a winner, and then he went out and won two Super Bowls, and no one ever says that ever anymore. So they say that you're not a winner until you win.
Which is that which is true. So you're not a winner until you win.
Right, and that doesn't define you as, like, to me, you're not, like, you don't lose because you're a loser. Like, it doesn't make you unclutch or bad in the playoffs just because you haven't won. Because as soon as you win once, the narrative changes.
Well, and then maybe all those losings help you become better.
It could be. Or so, maybe you were the exact same the whole time.
You know what? Yeah, I'm completely changing gears here. But you know what the Washington Capitals really need?
What?
A real life X-Men.
Really?
Don't you think that would be? I wanted to bring this up with you today. I was reading about this guy who believes he is a real life X-Men.
So he thinks that he is a mutant with superpowers.
Yes. Like, legitimately. You want to know what his superpower is?
Yes.
This is great. The guy is a human suction cup.
Okay, question. I've just got so much going through my head right now.
Bring it to me.
Okay, question number one.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So he can stick pretty much anything to his skin without, like, holding it.
Oh.
Like, just, like, so, like, he can suction, like, he can, like, stick a beer can. This is what he's usually in the video. He's, like, he just sticks a beer can on his forehead and just pours it into a glass without holding it.
Now, okay, here's a question that I have for you.
Yeah.
Is this a skinny guy or a big guy?
Ah, big guy.
Okay. So he's got, like, some extra skin to fill the void there. Get a little bit of a vacuum. Not impressed. Yeah. Cause here's what I thought it meant. I thought it meant, like, he could, like, fling himself to a building and he would, like, just stick to it, but, like, be all, like, he could, like, concave himself so that he would stick to it. That would be impressive.
I don't know. You gotta, like, check this stuff out. Like, there are, like, the video is, like, he's got, like, a beer can on his head and people can't take it off. Like, it's, like, glued to his head.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how this would work for hockey.
Can we go back one sec? You asked for the fancy stats on Carl Okay. Olsner.
Yeah.
The fancy stats say he's the best defenseman on that team.
Okay.
And it's not even close.
Did you see the player usage chart that I sent you?
I did.
It doesn't look good for Carl Olsner.
Yes, it does.
Well, doesn't he? Small. You're supposed to have a big circle. I don't exactly know what it means, but I remember our friend,
Mr. He has Rob the same Ullman. Size circle as all the rest of them.
What? No, he doesn't. I compared him to Zaitsev, and it's not even close.
Okay, let me put the Leafs on this chart, too. We can compare. The Leafs D versus the Caps D.
Just put on... I sent you. Go to the...
I know, it didn't load. So, okay. So, Zaitsev, Riley, and Olsner, pretty much all in the same area.
Now, take...
On the graph, having, like, the same amount of D-zone starts, the same... quality of competition, they're pretty much the same.
That's sort of.
No, like, essentially, like, yes, they are different. Zaitsev's has a bit more D-zone starts, pretty much the exact same quality of competition. So,
yeah,
you can look at this and say that, yes, they are, that Zaitsev is better from that stat there. The struggle for Carl Olsner, and this is what I was trying to look up and couldn't get, was how good he is without John Carlson on the ice. Because that could be the big issue. Both of them have not the best relative Corsi, which I'm kind of a big fan of the relative stats. So
yeah, well, Carl Alsner's is a lot worse than Zaitsev's.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would like, I love how you're trying to like say, oh, these are basically the same. I don't know, man. You can barely see Alsner's dot compared to Zaitsev's. So when you pull everyone off except those two, Alsner's almost disappears. He's not. I'm just saying.
Also, the size of the circle is just time on ice. That's not. Huh? It's just the amount that they play.
There you go. So that's not good.
All right, back to this X-Men thing. So, how does he plan to use this? Like, does he have a because the X-Men like do things with their superpowers, their mutant abilities, to like save the world, to fight off bad guys. How is he going to use this suction cup skill for good?
I don't know, but I was thinking he'd be a great hockey player. Cause he could just like suction the puck to his face and just skate by everyone. Right. You're not holding it, so that's totally fine.
See, I want to see him do this with something that's doesn't have like a concave surface. Like, I want to see him do this with something flat.
Well, he's doing it with like bottles.
Yeah, but they still have like a little bit on the bottom. Like, do it with the side of the bottle. I'll be impressed.
But that's why he's a suction cup. It's not, that's not why, like, that's why he's not just like a human Velcro or,
I don't know,
sticky tack.
One second.
That's just like. Well, Carl is about to try this.
All right, here we go. No, that didn't work at all.
See? It's impressive.
I think, yeah, I'm going to look. I'm going to try this throughout the rest of the show. I'm going to see if I can get this. It's full, though. That's my problem.
These are all full. These aren't empty bottles that he's...
I guess, yeah, if that he's pouring it out.
Yeah, so...
Maybe I need a bigger arm.
Now, here's the other thing that I was thinking. We need this guy. Carl, I spend a lot of time on, like, weird news websites because I find it hilarious.
Okay.
And so this was on the same website as, did you hear about the spider thing that came out this week?
Probably not. No, I didn't. Okay. Are you afraid of spiders?
Not really. Like, we have like massive wolf spiders in my part of the world.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of learn to kill them quick. I don't like them. I'm not like, hey, spiders are awesome.
Like, you wouldn't have a pet one and you would like get them out of your house or kill them. Yeah.
Oh, I kill it. It bothers me. Spiders bother me.
Okay. So you like, yeah.
But I'm not afraid of them.
Like, the size that we have in Alberta is nothing. So I've never found a spider here that I've been afraid of. However, when I was at your house and you were describing those wolf spiders, I was a little bit on edge.
Yeah, they're not good. But here's the thing that came out and I was wondering, is there's a way that we can use this real life X-Men suction cup to our advantage during this? If the spiders in the world decided to turn on humans, it would take them about a year or less to just eat us all.
Just come here. There's no big spiders.
No, they would come and eat you.
Okay, so if they were... I don't know. This isn't... Okay, tell me the numbers. I want the fancy stats on this spider story.
No one's done fancy stats on it. It's just... Doesn't that terrify you, though? That if, like, that we literally have species... That could, if they decided to turn against us, they could.
Yeah, but we would just find ways to kill them. Like, same thing. If every bear decided to turn, if every, like, bear, moose, lion, tiger decided to turn on us, we would also be in trouble, but we would just shoot them instead. That species would no longer exist. Like, if we passively sat by there and let every spider eat us and not kill it, sure, we might be in trouble.
But what if they just started swarming one or two people at a time?
Well, they use millions. Those two as bait, and you kill the spiders while they're killing those people. It's a very simple solution, Joel.
I don't know. It just seems it's a little scary thinking that there are, like, if just like someone, like, because, like, I don't think that about dogs. Like, there's not enough dogs that could turn on us.
There's way more dogs than there are, like, bears.
Yeah, but I don't think, I don't know, I just don't see it. So I think there's so many spiders they could swarm us.
No.
So we need.
Here's the thing. How many spiders out there, like what percentage of spiders are lethally poisonous or venomous? I don't remember the difference.
I guess this is what you could do is you could suction cup poison into like spray cans and just send the guy out there.
Yeah.
It is totally fair. I'm so confused about this guy and why. Why is this superpower?
It's not
X-Men worthy.
You're not a mutant. I just don't.
That's the best part about it. It's like I'm a real life X-Man. It's like what you suction cup things to yourself. Well, very impressive. Great bar trick. Like
yeah,
seriously.
Exactly. Like that's great a great bar way to trick. Get a free drink. That's about it.
Yeah, if I suction cup that bottle to my head, do I have to pay for it? Yeah. No, if you do that, that's brilliant.
Yeah, if I can pour this entire bottle into this glass from my head without my hands, free, done.
Yeah, like that's great. But like X-Men, it's like I am going to somehow. The other thing isn't, and I'm not. I don't like do superhero stuff. So you can tell me if I'm wrong.
I do it slightly more than you. So this could be our comic book listeners out there.
Just drive. Are there like good X-Men and bad X-Men? Or is it like X-Men versus
Well, yeah, because like Magneto is frequently bad.
And I don't know
who
that is.
He has his whole collection of like bad mutants. So yeah, there are good and bad X-Men.
Okay, here we go. Carl, are you ready?
Yes.
Can you name more than 5 X-Men?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, like, okay, so easy, like Wolverine.
Okay, 1.
Beast.
Okay, 2.
Magneto.
That is not, I don't think that's a, that's, I don't think he's an X-Men.
Yes, he is.
I don't see it here. Okay, next. I'll give you that as an maybe.
Okay, Storm.
Storm is an X-Men.
Yeah, I know. And the Jennifer Lawrence chick from those movies who's like all blue, whose name is slipping my mind.
That's you have to name them. I said, can you name more than 5?
I'm thinking of it. There's gonna be one. Mystique, that's her name. Professor X, he is kind of. So yeah, there you go.
He is not an X-Man.
Well, he is the leader and he has mutant abilities.
Well, Wikipedia says he's not.
Okay. Well, I listed 5.
That's not, I asked if you could list more than 5.
Okay. Do you want another one?
I do.
Jean Grey.
Now you're just making stuff up.
That is a real one. She's the one that like shoots the stuff out of her eyes and like makes everything go crazy. And Wolverine's like kind of in love, but then like it falls in love with other people. It's very confusing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Guarantee you.
Wait. That's her real name.
Yeah.
Her name is Phoenix.
Sure.
Or Marvel Girl. That doesn't count. I could have named one before we had this conversation.
Which one?
Wolverine.
Yeah. See, and like,
that's the only one.
Those are all people with like legitimate like mutations that give them superpowers, which would actually make them very good at hockey.
Yeah. So
suction cup man. No,
I don't know. I think that could be, dude, think about it. No rebounds. How did we not even think of that? No rebounds. Put him in that.
Okay. Here's the question. We'll bring this back up next week because with those playoffs starting, we have very important things like X-Men abilities, which if you were a hockey player and you could have one superpower, listeners, let us know. If you could have one superpower or X-Men mutation, what would it be? Let us know on Twitter @ForthLinePodcast or email mail at thefourthlinepodcast.com.
See, I like that conversation because, like, you automatically, when you have, like, the superpower conversation, you, like half the people go with flying.
Yes.
Which you can't do in hockey because how are you going to get the puck?
See, what I think invisibility.
But how do you know if he's offside or not?
You don't because you can't see him. So that's cheating. This guy's cherry picking all day.
So he's got it. You got to put a GPS tracker in people.
No, that's
there. Come on. You know, Gary Bettman's not going to let you do that.
That's look. Imagine just a puck and a stick. Like, I guess his gear wouldn't be invisible though. So he would be playing naked.
That seems unwise. He's going to get a puck.
Try to hit him.
Yeah. It'd be easy. He's carrying a stick because he can't score any goals unless he has a stick.
That's true. And skates. So, yeah. See, invisibility, not actually not that great.
Yeah. I think super strength is going to be.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you would pick. Maybe you have a better idea.
No, I'll save my obvious one for next.
Okay. Let us know.
I like this. I was unsure of how you would feel about the real life X-Men, but I like that this has come to a place that I can fully embrace this conversation. The bad thing for our listeners is that we're going to be talking about X-Men next week instead of the playoff race.
We'll talk about both. Especially like if you don't want to talk about X-Men next week, just don't send us an answer.
No, do. But if you we're going to do it anyways.
If you want to talk about which X-Men, send us that. Which, Joel, we did get speaking of things that get sent to us, we put out there to send us emails last week, and we got one with a very detailed breakdown of British UK politics. And thank you to all of our British, English, Scottish listeners for telling us everything we need to know about geography.
All the Europeans out there.
Yes. All of our European listeners. Thank you.
Did anyone like respond and say, yes, I consider myself European?
Literally no one said, like, I'm European. Scottish.
Did they distinctly say, I'm not European?
Yes.
Oh, they did.
There was some that were like, no, I'm Scottish. I don't
get Europe then. So is Scotland not part of Europe?
No, it is.
Then that makes no sense.
They just like they're proud nationalists.
See, because one of the arguments, one of the emails, and I think this was in the one, you don't call yourself North Americans.
Yeah.
Which is true, but I do consider myself North American.
If someone were to ask me, are you North American? I would say yes.
Yeah, but if someone was like, what are you? I would say Canadian.
Yes.
So I get that. So that's the thing that I find strange. It's almost like people don't want to be considered European, even though, and I guess that's the whole Brexit thing?
I think so. Again, we still probably don't have that great a grasp on it, but David Horrock sent us an email. He is newer to the NHL, from what I understand. And his question is, why is it that the NHL is the most popular hockey league in the world, but you guys and lots of others don't like the way it's run? As someone who's new to hockey, could you enlighten me as to what has gone on? So, Joel, this brings back a fan favorite segment. How has Gary Bettman screwed us this week? Because I think that's at the core of this question.
Oh, his name's David?
Yeah, David.
David. Let me tell you about Uncle Gary for a second. Uncle Gary wants us to hate hockey. We love the game that we know of as hockey. But the leader, our president of the National Hockey League, wants us to hate it. I'm pretty sure, because that is why he makes decision after decision to make the game worse.
Is that it?
We don't like Uncle Gary.
I think, like, yeah, there's a lot of things that the NHL does that are made in the interest of money, not in the interest of fans.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. And you would think, well, isn't making fans happy what makes the money? Clearly not, because we keep coming back. There are some folks, like after the last lockout, I know people in Calgary who did not renew their season tickets. They said, you know, I'm done. Screw you. I'm done giving you my money.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's difficult to be. It's like one of those things that you want to be really good and you know how amazing it can be. But they continually make decisions that make the game worse.
So, for example, it took some outrage, we saw this week, the NHL announced that they will, in fact, be telling us who will be protected and unprotected in the expansion draft. Before, they were like, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to show the fans. Something that pretty much every fan out there is clamoring for. The rumor date, June 18th. On June 18th, 19th, and 20th, do you think there's anyone who follows hockey and cares who's not going to be making their own teams, trying to pick, trying to decide, debating which way you go, coming up with your own mock drafts? That's fun. That's what's going to happen. The NHL said, we're not giving you that. No. We're just going to make it a secret, and you're just going to magically see how Vegas picked their team.
Yeah, and
it took the fans to say that's stupid for them to be like, oh, okay, maybe we should change it.
And then, like, look at it. There is – they just make decisions that just don't – and they're not – they make decisions that make sense maybe, but then when they actually try and work it out, it's just terrible. Like, another great one is the offside thing. Like, are you – I realize we talked about this last week because it affected our teams greatly. I think it was last week we talked about it.
Yeah, whenever it was.
But are you not worried that we're going to have a game in overtime in the playoffs decided by an offside call that no one understands and the refs just botch?
No, I am not worried because what people forget, they have a very short memory. Because how many times do people lose their mind? The Calgary Flames fans still will not shut up about the fact that they won the Stanley Cup against Tampa because they couldn't review that goal. There's going to be the exact flip side. If someone had lost a game, lost a playoff round, lost the Stanley Cup because of a blown offside call that gets overturned and is quite blatant, you would not hear the end of it. But people only look at the bad and say, sure, this call is iffy. We don't know. Because the NHL doesn't explain why this offside call stands or does not. They just say it's overturned or it's not. So, yes, I am very okay. If there's an iffy offside call, I don't care. Because if you go right back to no reviews of offsides, people are going to be pissed. When they're like, why are we reviewing offside? Yes, they will.
Definitely disagree. Because the thing is that I have seen where an offside has been challenged and the guy was blatantly offside. And they called it a good goal still. So that's what that's going to happen. And you're telling me no one's, you're never going to hear the end of it. And the NHL is saying like, oh, we have a system to fix it. So they do have a system that can totally fix it. But the thing is the way that they're using the system, they're totally screwing it up. I totally disagree with you. There's going to be a goalie interference or an offside call that is super gray, and they're going to call it one way or another, and everyone's going to be like, that makes zero sense. It's like, I don't see it. It's going to be a mess because they haven't clarified the rules. And that is exactly how Gary Bettman has run this league for years. Like, We're heading towards another lockout. Also, why we really dislike the NHL.
Right. Because they've stolen at least part of three seasons.
Yeah. For no good reason. And here's the thing that the players are going to opt out or whatever. They're not going to renew. They're not going to go down this path again. And Bettman is angling. I think he's trying to make the Olympics one of his points for the new CBA. Hey, I gave you the Olympics. You should give us the $20 billion or whatever it is.
The Olympics are for sure a bargaining chip for Bettman.
But I don't think it is for the players. I don't think they're sitting there, yeah, we're willing to give up however much more percentage.
Well, especially how many, like legitimately, how much percentage of the league gets to play in the Olympics? A third line center does not care if they go to the Olympics or not. He's not playing. Sure, he might get a week off in the middle of the season, but he's not going to sacrifice, you know, an amount of salary cap or however much is held in escrow or all those things for the Olympics. Anyways,
I also find it.
That's why we don't like Gary Bettman, and that's why we don't like the league.
Do you think the players are actually like, you know how there's some players are like, I'm going to go to the Olympics, whether the NHL goes or not. Do you really think there's going to be players that are going to be content walking away from their contract?
Probably not. Cause how, like we haven't seen this happen. Like we've seen them go to Russia and they like walk away, like, Kovalchuk, right? He just walks away from his deal, to make more money somewhere else. You have to look at how much. So the KHL not doing as hot as it has in the past. There's still some big money out there for the top guys. So let's say, for example, and I know he hasn't said this, but if Ovechkin were to say, you know what, this is my last chance at the Olympics. I want to go. I want to represent Russia. I'm going to go to the KHL and be back. Then he's going to take, you know, millions of dollars of hits and in, you know, some promotion. Obviously, he's going to get some Russia. I don't know how the advertising dollars match between the two, but like, you got to think, is a Stanley Cup and the money versus less money and a chance at a gold medal for your country? Comes down to the players. I think it is really only Russia. Cause like, so Erik Karlsson, is he going to go play in Sweden for a season so that he can play for his country?
But here's the thing. I don't even know if it could be a season, because like, I'm guessing if you just walk away from a contract, like you can't just, like the players can't just walk away and then come back and act like nothing happened.
I think, well, a top guy will. If Erik Karlsson tried to just walk right back into the Ottawa Senators after the 2017-18 season and say, hey guys, I'm back, I'm ready to play, pretty sure they say yes.
Yeah, but I don't know if the Caps say yes to Ovechkin coming back.
Well, that is one thing. Obviously, the Devils didn't go after anything from Kovalchuk, but like there could be some issues with teams going after players for some of that money back. I would not be surprised in the slightest if that happened.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting. I don't know if you know. Do you know how old Ovechkin is?
33?
It's 31. Hmm. He feels a lot older than he actually is.
It's that like surprisingly fast gray hair he's gotten.
Yeah, the guy's 31.
Yeah.
He's got a shot at, he's probably going to, because like when you said that, you're like, last shot at the Olympics. Actually, probably not, which is crazy.
He'll be what, 32? For the Olympics next year,
32 for the, yeah, like which is just crazy. Everyone, I know long term deals don't usually pan out. This one's probably going to. It's four more years.
There's very few of them, and you have to be one of the best. We've talked about this offline. Maybe we'll save it for off season discussions or a boring round of the playoffs for best long-term deals.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know what time it is, Joel?
It's time for
us to pick the Pavel Buries of the week. So this is a weird week because we picked for last week's show on Monday. And so we already started to pick. So Joel, I got to pick your Sunday pick this week, which is fair because one of my picks doesn't matter anyway. So Sunday is going to be the one we picked on the show last week, Washington and Columbus.
Okay.
That is your must-watch Pavel Bure game of the week, Washington-Columbus. On Monday, I am picking the game that I suggested last week's show, and then you said, wait, Toronto-Buffalo.
Are you sure? Yeah. Do you really want to watch Buffalo spank the Leafs again?
Yes. It's literally the top three teams of the Atlantic playoff bottom feeders.
Yeah. Toronto really needs to win that game.
It's a must win.
Yeah. Tuesday night. I thought this was funny. Calgary's playing in Anaheim.
Yeah, it's a great win for Anaheim.
Can I just take this opportunity that we brought up the Flames to talk about how much I don't like Matthew Tkachuk? That guy.
What a guy.
Not only did you watch the game this week, Calgary Kings?
I watched part of it, yeah.
I watched the first period. So, Tkachuk elbows Doughty in the face, gets suspended.
Right, fresh off the suspension, back in there against the Kings again.
So, Kings Flames play. Who do you think would be the team that's upset at the other team going into that?
The Kings.
Yeah, not so much. The Flames were running the Kings. I was just like, what is wrong with these guys? Tkachuk tries to fight everybody, dropping gloves, punching guys that don't want to fight him back. Finally, they fight. He goes after Doughty's head again, like clearly goes after his head.
Are you talking about the flying hip check?
Yeah, the flying hip check. I saw people try and argue that that wasn't targeting the head.
He literally like jumped up at towards his head. Like if Doughty had been hurt, that was a suspension, which.
Oh, if it would have been a huge, it would have been a big one for this.
Repeat offender within like 2 weeks against the same guy.
Yeah, you would have been, this guy is going to run into a team. See, the thing is that he is so reckless. He's going to run it. He's going to hurt someone badly and then he's going to get hurt badly.
That's how this is going.
He's reckless. It's not answering. Like I saw this argument all over the place. He was answering for what he did. No, he's just plain stupid.
Like, when Malkin fought Blake Wheeler a few weeks back after his big hit, that was answering. Like, start of the game, clearly like a design, like, hey, do you want to fight? We kind of need to do this. Yeah, sure. That's answering. This not. Joel picked Calgary and Anaheim, arguably because of the long-standing no Boston rule, because the biggest game that night is Tampa at Boston. So, on Tuesday, it works out great because you can watch Tampa at Boston.
Yeah.
Go Bolts. And then flip over and watch Calgary lose in Anaheim. Because that's what they do.
So to be fair, that is a big game though. Calgary Anaheim. Because there's huge playoff implications.
Yeah, it's who has home ice. It's who plays the wild card. Calgary probably not. But it's, you know.
So I am avoiding Boston. But I'm not like just picking a random game.
It's also like that is right now Calgary and Anaheim would be in the first round. So
yeah.
Definitely both will be good games and should watch them Wednesday night. A small collection of games, only two of them. I'm going New York Rangers and Washington Capitals.
Yeah. Thursday, I had to break the rule because like there's only one game. There's a game where two of these teams that are fighting for playoff spots play each other. So I had to go Ottawa, Boston.
There's also Toronto, Tampa.
So yeah, I don't want to watch Toronto lose to Tampa.
That's fine. So both those games are on at the same time. So maybe, pull up a second TV, have both of them going. Friday night, I'm going to pick the only game on the schedule, Tampa at Montreal, which is also tonight's game. So you get to do it twice. Which brings us to Saturday. Joel, what do you pick?
It was difficult. Did you find this week difficult?
No, one of my days there was one game. One of my days there was two games. It was incredibly easy. There's a lot of very good games this week. Like the day with Calgary, Anaheim, Boston, whoever I said.
Toronto, Tampa.
It's a good week.
I actually had a really difficult time, mainly because I'm a eternal pessimist, and so I'm avoiding. It hurts me to watch Toronto right now because, like, I was not expecting to make the playoffs, and now we're six games away from it, and I'll cry if we don't. But I picked Toronto Pittsburgh.
Wow. So of all the games, you picked the least winnable Toronto game.
Well, but what else do you want to watch? You want to watch, like, I guess there's Rangers Ottawa, but that's going to be like, that's while we're recording in the morning.
Yeah. No, that.
There's Columbus Philly. No one wants to watch that. Washington Boston. Ugh.
No, Chicago, I agree. Toronto Pittsburgh will be a good game. And that's like, that's your test. You don't need to win that game, but you want to. So. For all of these games that we have chosen, you can play High Sticking, which is the game we play on Twitter, where you get to pick one game-winning goal scorer for each team. And if you're right, you get points. And if you're the most right, you win. We're going until the end of the season. Twitter at Fourth Line Podcast. I guess before we do this, Joel, is there anything else you want to talk about this week?
I don't think so. I feel like we're well over time.
Okay. We're like a minute over time. We're great. Oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. We're look at us. Our sleepy early morning. I have had two cups of coffee and
fair enough. My house is just getting more and more wonderful smelling as this show has gone.
I think we talked about this on the show. My general the thing that sometimes my hands smell like what I was cooking, even though I wash them.
What? I don't think we've ever talked about this.
Yeah. Maybe it was just offline. My hands smell like lime. I was making pico de gallo before, and they still smell like lime. So
there you go.
Which is a weird smell at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go maybe nap now because I've been up for so long.
Yeah. Well, thanks for waking up. We'll do this again next week. Let us know your picks for High Sticking and your pick. Oh, what?
I was like, we aren't gonna do this next week. I don't know when we're going to record next week, or you may have a co-host.
Oh, jeez.
I'm out of town next weekend. You knew this. I told you this. I just didn't realize that I forgot that this would affect things.
Fair.
You can attest that my life has just been a gong show lately. So I apologize to everybody.
Especially me.
Especially you.
Well, who knows what's going to happen next week, but there will be a show. And we don't know when it'll come out. So just subscribe, and it'll be there for you.
Yeah, it'll ready. Boom city.
Twitter, at Fourth Line Podcast. Let us know X-Men and game-winning goal scores. Facebook.com/Fourth Line Podcast. Mail at thefourthlinepodcast.com and thefourthlinepodcast.com for great podcasts and articles. We started a five-part series previewing the expansion draft, so we're telling you who will be protected, unprotected, and then eventually pick our own teams for the Las Vegas Golden Knights. You can also find us on Last Word on Sports, Nuts and Bolt Sports, and we'll maybe see Joel next week.
Now, Boom City.